2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 48 degrees, KSL's top story. If you're one of the tens of thousands of people planning on driving down to central Utah this weekend for the eclipse, the Sevier County Sheriff has some advice for you.
Sheriff Nathan Curtis says they're expecting tens of thousands of people to flock to the area, which will be in the direct path of the eclipse.
You could put 300,000 people in here. I guess if you stacked them end on end and didn't have any wiggle room at all, you probably could do that. But no, I think that number is more of a anticipation of the number of people throughout the region.
The low-end estimate of 30,000 people would more than double the county's population. Curtis says he's staffing all his deputies and emergency responders on Saturday, and he just wants people to be prepared for a small town if they're visiting.
There's some really cool things that are here, but also, you know, it's we are small. We are a bit rural, so expect that some of the amenities that they're used to on the Wasatch Front, we don't have.
He also says there's an elk hunt this weekend as an extra warning to anyone planning on camping in the area. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Tourists and eclipse fans are descending on small towns in Paiute County. Marysvale City Secretary Connie Buell says they're used to crowds for ATV events, but they've never seen anything compared to this weekend.
Our best case scenario is that people will fall in love with our town and come back at a later date when it's less busy.
Buell encourages people be respectful of the locals and other visitors so that everybody can enjoy the eclipse. Weather should be great. We have developing news on KSL News Radio. We're waiting for more information after Provo Fire reported that a small plane flipped at Provo Airport about 3 hours ago. Two people were on board, but there were no injuries. We're still gathering more details, and we'll bring you more information as it's available here on KSL News Radio. Rallies are taking place across the country over the Israel-Hamas war. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a pro-Palestinian rally on the campus of New York's Columbia University tonight. Hundreds of students gathered in peaceful protest. On the other side of the campus lawn, a pro-Israel demonstration. A similar rally took place at Arizona State. Meantime, major cities across the country are now on a heightened state of alert after online calls for Muslims to take to the streets tomorrow. In New York, extra officers have been called in and are being told to be ready to work 12-hour shifts. Police in L.A., Las Vegas, and others say they have increased patrols around Jewish locations. Israeli Defense Forces are still at the scene of a music festival where Hamas terrorists attacked Saturday. Now, they say they're looking for Hamas sleeper cells who may be hiding out, lying in wait. Israeli Admiral Daniel Hagari says Hamas slaughtered some 300 festival goers and kidnapped others into neighboring Gaza.
This is a music festival. It's like the Burning Man. It's like other music festivals in the world. These are teenagers came to hear music, to dance.
A man with Utah ties was killed in that attack. And it's back to the drawing board for House Republicans. Republican Steve Scalise has ended his bid to become Speaker. Scalise is stepping aside because he doesn't have the votes needed to be elected. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, we're starting to see some snow-capped mountains thanks to this storm. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson tells us how much of the white stuff we're getting.
Snowbird measured 6 inches of snow as of early this morning, but the moisture isn't letting up. The National Weather Service thinks we'll have another 3 to 5 inches in the higher elevations by tomorrow morning. While it's not unusual to start seeing snow up there this time of year, the average is usually just a couple of inches.
At Snowbird right now, it's below freezing at 31 degrees. State water watchers say we're off to a good start to the water year. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly with more.
The Division of Water Resources says we are at 136 6% of normal water level. They also reported only 7% of Utah is in a moderate drought category, which is a tremendous improvement from a year ago when 95% of the state was in severe drought. Officials are cautiously optimistic and say they're crossing their fingers we have another stellar snowpack this year, while the Department of Natural Resources is encouraging people to conserve even more water at slowtheflow.org by looking for possible leaks in their homes. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing today from parents of teenagers who died on Utah's roads. They're asking everybody be more careful behind the wheel.
Families who lost their teens to various crashes along the Wasatch Front last year piled into the Salt Lake County Library in Kearns to share their stories and how to be more safe. Lisa Mitchell is the mother of 13-year-old Eli Mitchell, who was hit and killed by a drunk driver while riding his bike in West Jordan last April.
It gives me hope that people are still trying to make things better.
In total, 32 teens were killed on Utah roads last year. Nationally, the most common contributors were impairment and aggressive driving. Mitchell and the rest of these families are pleading with everyone to do better.
Follow the rules, even though you don't want to, or even though it's hard. They're there for a reason.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Two hands on the wheel, keep it slow, and listen to Ricky Meese now. What's the latest out there?
It's still kind of slow as you go southbound I-15 in Utah County, Lehigh to American Fork. But it remains really slow southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County from the South Interchange through Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.